One interesting part of my business life was the 62, almost 30 years, I've had a very, very close relationship with Jack Cullen at CKNW, and Jack and I had three record stores, so that's, have a great affiliation to the entertainment business, and so that's been another part. Well, it really isn't too far away from this, because we're still dealing with people, and I've been very fortunate to have met a lot of interesting people in showbiz. So we had three record stores, one in Vancouver, one in Guildford, and one here. So it really kind of tied in together. It wasn't that foreign to each other.
Mm, what ones are those?
The Jack Cullen Music Stores. Oh, yeah. But we sold out in 1979, I guess it was. It's been 10 years, 11 years since we've been out of that. It's the old story, you just can't devote all your time. I mean, we're trying to serve too many masters, and like everybody else in business, I should say everybody else in business, but certainly I can speak for myself. You just get caught up in it, and you just think you can do all these things, and you don't prioritize your time as well as you should. And the tail was wagging the monkey, and I didn't get in. And so it was a great experience, but it wasn't a profitable experience. Mm-hmm. And many mistakes I've made, probably in business, has been attributed to trying to reach out a little too far. But it's been very gratifying. We've met great people. Great entertainers that have gone through the city that, because of my involvement in the entertainment business and the hospitality business, there's not many of the people, and I'm not name dropping, but there's just some great people that I've had a chance to meet and know personally, and this gave me the platform to meet the people of show business and the entertainment, particularly the music entertainment world. The Duke Ellingtons and the Louis Armstrongs that I've met over the years, and that was through Jack and our association. So, but it's kind of neat, and a lot of the musicians in Vancouver, the Dal Richards and the Lance Harrisons and the Frank Bakers, I mean, they've all played this room. We've just had, there's not, probably of the old-time musicians, there has not been a musician that hasn't played this building right here. So I see them, Cuddles Johnson and Bobby Hales, and just a great experience. And some of the younger musicians and people that have gone into groups like there were the Brian Adams people, and Dale Walters in boxing, and Bob Daly in hockey, and Bobby Clark, and my good friend Stan Smeal, and Harold Sneps in hockey. So it's been neat that way. But that's over the last 20 years because of the Severance days more than even. Well, I know the musician days were the gay free because it was all live music. There was no recorded music in those days. You never danced to tapes in those days. There was no tapes to start with. The first tape music that came out were wire recorders, and then of all people, Bing Crosby was the one that put money into the first tape as we know it today, we're recording off right now. That was his company that developed the first acetate tape. And he also at the same time was developing a thing that came quite successful, Minute Maid orange juice. That was Bing Crosby's original company. Never got to meet Bing Crosby, unfortunately, but he was a pioneer of the tape recording and the entertainment. That makes sense, though, doesn't it?
He's also a local Pacific Northwest boy, too.
That's right. Gonzaga University, Spokane, and Jesuit. Of course, I went to Jesuit College, so I guess I have a little bit of an affinity. Yeah, I was from Edmonton. I was in the Jesuit College, yeah. The college in the sense of the word of the my elementary school, like grade 8 up to grade 11 when I came to here, grade 11, as I said earlier. So I had 5 years at Jesuit College as a day student and a boarder. Mm-hmm.